Our first item is discussion and possible action on authorization to update the mortality tables for the retirement plan for employees of Brazos River Authority, presented by David Thompson, Chief Financial Officer.
Good morning. I've got a couple of agenda items here to update some tables that the actuaries and our external auditors would like to have us update on. First one is mortality tables, and they are a key to the valuation of the plan itself. We're currently using the Society of Actuary Mortality Projection Scale 2018. We want to update those mortality tables when it's in the best interest of BRA. The auditors in this one recommended it as well. What I'd like to do, though, in this agenda item is change it to where I can review and approve mortality tables, because these tables come up and the changes come up with the actuaries, and sometimes it's during the audit period, and sometimes I don't have room or time to go to the retirement committee meeting. These tables are actuaries recommended, external auditor recommended. So what I'd like to do is just put in the agenda every time it comes up, and I'm able to update the mortality tables myself. This is going to go to MP 2020. I don't know what 21 looks like or 22 looks like, but we'll just see what happens with that.
Would you only do that upon recommendation of the
actuaries?
Actuaries
and the auditors. And then I will review it too to make sure it's in the best interest of the BRA, because we don't want to update the mortality table every time. Sometimes it's just not worth the change for that too. In this one, it did reduce the liability by $262,000, which is good. So it's worth for BRA to accept this new table.
Is it often moved that much as far as a dollar value?
It can, you know, and that's when we look at it. I think the 2019, you look in the 2020 was, or the 2020 was the one that had the biggest change. And it was in favor of the liability, so it was worth MVRA's interest to reduce it.
There's no chance by reducing it that we, if it doesn't end up being that number, that we end up not having money later on. You know, I mean, because this is assuming an obligation. What if it, the mortality tables actually aren't this?
In 21 or 22, yeah. And it could go the other way.
Right.
Potentially could. But you'll also see this in the valuation that I'll present to. And if the actuaries say we need to go to this new table, and the auditors say we need to go to the new table, my hands are kind of tied. I've got to make those adjustments without the auditors, you know, claiming material difference on the audit itself. So this one's borderline because it's $262,000, but the auditors accepted it as long as I would bring it to the committee and approve it in the next round, which I'm doing now. So the resolution is asking that I can review and approve the tables as they're recommended by the actuaries and as well as the auditors. And it needs to be in the best interest of BRA, so I'm not, we need to look at this carefully. But since it's kind of the actuaries make these decisions, my hands are kind of tied on these things too. Are any questions?
You've heard the resolution. Is there a motion to adopt?
I haven't heard it.
Oh, I thought you did.
Do we discuss that?
Did you want to discuss? Do you have any questions?
Yeah, kind of. I do. You know, the role of this committee is to just be the fiscal responsibility. And so I wonder about this one because we're talking about $200,000 this
right.
time. And how do we continue to have that oversight that we need? I realize this is a really small thing, but how do we continue to have the oversight to make sure we're doing what we need to do from the committee? I feel like we could have another meeting every time this needs to be updated so that the number is more in front of our face when it needs to happen.
There, in the, we also have our actuary evaluation, and in that valuation, there was going to change in the mortality tables at that time. And because this didn't change this last time, because I didn't get the approval, the actuarial valuation itself was the same from last year. So that's why I just published it. But normally, what I do is I usually bring down the actuaries, and they go through the plan itself and discuss the changes in the mortality tables and whatever table they're trying to adjust for.
And of course, part of your question, I think to Jen's question, is this sometimes happens during the audit, and then you're in a bind because you hadn't been able to present it to us yet, and then you can't finish, or you can't.
Or I'll have to call a meeting, right, immediately to get the approval for it.
Oh, so that just pushes back what you can do.
Right.
So if we said no to this, that would mean that would stop you until we have a meeting.
You'd be a special call meeting.
We'd have to have a special call meeting.
The numbers are the numbers. He needs to adopt, he needs to adjust them. But the way it stands now, he didn't need our approval. So we just have to have another meeting. Because he has to adjust those numbers for your audit.
Yes.
You don't have an option.
Yeah, Jen, this is really an administrative piece of it, and it's not David going out and selecting. Mm-hmm. It is the actuaries and our auditors in you know, unison saying, hey, this is the new accepted table to use for where we are in time and space. And so it's not that he would really have much of a discretion on it. We brought it, you know, several times, and, you know, it's just a delay when he's not able to follow their advice at that time.
Okay. All right.
Any more questions? Read the resolution.
Okay. Be it resolved, Brazos River Authority Retirement Committee hereby authorizes the Chief Financial Officer to review and approve updates to mortality tables as recommended by the Brazos River Authority's actuaries when it is in the best interest of the retirement plan for employees of Brazos River Authority.
Heard a reading of the resolution. Is there a motion to adopt?
So moved.
Second.
All right, I'll second.
Thank you. Please poll the committee.
Hold on a second. I want to make sure that we're in order. I'm not sure that.
He is on the committee.
I'm on the committee.
He is on the committee.
Yes, yes. Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Only on this committee.
He is on the committee.
Right.
Just
this one. You're right. My fault.
I don't know about others, but I know this.
No, it's only this committee that the officers are. That's right.
We have them both.
That's right.
So that was your second?
No, I was. He was the motion. I was the second.
Oh, it's Cuban. Yeah.
Please.
Hit the clock. We're still second.
Sorry, Director Luke.
Oh, my goodness.
I know it's early on in Monday. Without breakfast.
Yeah. By the way, about that breakfast. Please poll the committee.
Chairman Luton?
Aye.
Director Taylor?
Yes.
Director Henderson?
Yes.
Director Leslie?
Yes.
Director Tallis?
Yes.